Wisdom is the principal thing to get, and reflection is the noblest pathway to wisdom. This podcast will empower you with inspiration, motivation, insights, and wisdom to thrive and win in your world. So, let's get started with your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Hello, welcome to Reflections on Monday. I strongly believe this topic on sex in the city has given you a lot of thoughts to reflect on. I know some of the talks you've been having could be, is this guy really serious? Is this guy really all right? Oh, this guy's saying the truth. Regardless of the philosophy you subscribe to, I want us to meet at a level of truth, which is that sex is good and sex is also time-defined. In this part of the series, I want to talk to us about how to maintain sexual purity in a sex-obsessed city. The first thing you need to do is to make up your mind to keep yourself pure sexually. Make up your mind to keep yourself pure sexually by learning how to say no. Others may choose to do it, learn how to say no in this sex-obsessed city. I remember the story of an ex-model that was in a relationship with one of the rugby footballers, and she came on here and said they were cutting the relationship up, and they asked her why, and she said, because this man refused to sleep with me. And the man said, I'm sorry, I don't want to sleep with you until we get married. The man learned how to say no, despite the beauty of the woman. Learn to say no. Number two, you need to ponder the dangers of getting into this. The truth about getting into sexual relationships outside marriage is that it actually is a product of lust. Lust disables and weakens your capacity for your inner life. It weakens your capacity for the drive that comes from within. It weakens your spiritual joy. And number three, be vigilant over your gates, most especially your eyes and your ears. Avoid unnecessary stimulation. That's very, very key. You can't avoid falling into sexual temptations if you don't guide your gates very, very well. You need to guide what you give your eyes to. You need to guide what you give your ears to. If you keep hearing sexually stimulating music, you will want to fulfill such desires. If you keep watching sexually stimulating movies, you will want to express yourself sexually. So you need to guide your gates. Guide your gates. Guide your gates. Fast from sexual stimulus. Number four, you need to watch your associations. People you associate with can influence your sexual appetite. People you associate with can give you sexual suggestions that are incorrect. So you need to consciously watch your associations. Number five, watch your environment. Your environment actually can stimulate sexual feelings in you. You need to keep away from settings and friends that have sexual appeal. You deliberately need to walk away from them. Don't touch or allow anybody to hold or touch you in sensitive places. When people touch or hold you in sensitive places, it awakens sexual feelings in you. Number six, don't think only of the moment, focus on the future. It's very, very vital for you if you want to preserve yourself sexually. Don't look at the momentary pleasure of sex. Look at the repercussion of what you're doing. And look at 10, 15 years from that moment, what it's going to cost you. Number seven, reduce and avoid sexual tension. When you have friends from the opposite sex, you need to deliberately set boundaries on how far your friendship is going to go. Number eight, have an accountability partner. Have somebody that you can talk to, somebody you can open up to, somebody that can correct you if you're doing wrong. This is one of the ways that helps you take ownership for your actions. Number nine, don't be excessively alone. Sexual feelings, sexual temptation comes mostly to those that are actually not busy. When a man is jobless, loneliness, walking around alone, it becomes a workshop for the devil. In conclusion, sex is meant to be within the circumference of marriage. Therefore, a love affair not leading to marriage is destructive. Sexual experience outside marriage is also catastrophic. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us as we come to the end of this podcast. For more information on Femi Luther's library, you can visit his website, www.femiluther.net, or his social media handles, Instagram and Twitter, at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.